Background music, and you guys have to guess. There it is. Oh, wait, is this song very ominous? I have never played this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be tough, huh?
That's why I said the first one, too.
Do I know it?
I mean, to be fair, you've played this console, so you've had this console, I'm pretty sure.
PSP?
I can't say, because that would give too much of a hint.
It's PlayStation.
All right, it's his song, okay, so I guess he could tell you. I don't want to give hints, but you've played the console.
That narrows it down a lot. No.
Does it?
Yeah, I know, it does.
I realize, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys have to guess anyway. It's fine. You guys, Nani is also gonna, he's driving right now. I think he's listening on the radio. He said he'd text me if you knew. Or Little Horse if you knew. The Little Horse is just gonna say random things. Like, we said Fallout, and then 5 minutes later he said, oh, is it Fallout? Tickets.
City Market?
No, it was Food what? City. Food City. City. He said, he's like, shouts out Food City. He's like, bro, what are you talking about? We were just talking about something else. He just interrupted. And then he said, oh, it's like a Mexican market in Arizona. Do you not have that? It's like, no, we don't have. We have, well, I guess we could talk about that. Our local, you know, we're all Mexican Americans here. So we all have our, like, Mexican markets, I'm assuming, in our neighborhoods? Question mark?
In my city, it's all a Mexican market.
What's the one called, the main grocery market you go to then? Like with your family?
Northgate?
Is that the one you go to?
Like I go to the Northgate. And that and like Food for Less.
Yeah, I mean, I used to go to Food for Less as a kid, but Northgate, when they open it, it's like 2 blocks from my, or 3 blocks from my house, so There's no need to go anywhere else. Yo, I could just walk there. Yeah, the pan, the pan is pretty good there. And that's also Fuego's market of choice. It's all SoCal. Like, it's like the big SoCal chain.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you guys? Patty Melt and the two Texas natives, Puppy Chula.
It's like Costco, like warehouse grocery stores or stores.
So you do Costco specifically?
Well, Sam's Club. There was no Costco.
Oh, okay. So you'd like the, what are they called? Walmart. The wholesale places?
Yeah.
But what if you want like things of small quantities? Do you not have a place for
there's
that?
There's like La Michoacana.
We have that too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Not as big though.
No. Northgate has most of like the market shares probably in whatever, Southern California. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Patty? HEB?
La Michoacana is definitely a staple.
All right.
Fiesta is...
I've seen Fiesta in Texas as well.
Other than that, there's also Sellers Brothers.
Sellers Brothers?
Yeah, they sell a ton of Mexican produce.
Interesting.
Yeah. More so than Fiesta.
So HEB is not in the equation?
HEB, we've never really been an HEB family.
Is it because it's not near your house or just because?
No, it's near my house, but it's really by a traffic congested area of my house too. It's by Gulfgate for any of my Houston listeners.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. You can go ahead.
So if anybody knows, it usually gets a ton of traffic right there. And I don't know. We've always been able to find everything that we needed at, like, Fiesta.
So Fiesta's the main one?
Yeah.
Right. HEB is very close to my house and is definitely part of the equation.
Go Spurs, right? They have all the Spurs commercial, right?
All the Rockets, too.
HEB's also Rockets?
All the Texas sports, basically.
Everything, even baseball, football.
Yeah, they have Altuve.
They have Cowboys?
They have Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. Yep. They had J.J. Watt.
No Cowboys then?
Probably.
I don't get their Texas team, I guess?
I don't get their...
Or America's, right? It's called America's football team. Yeah.
I don't get their commercials.
Though they are the most popular team.
When's the last time they made the playoffs?
Chill.
This season, actually.
Yeah, it was this season.
When's the last time they've won a playoff game?
It's been a while. A couple years ago when they lost to Aaron Rodgers in the second round, didn't they?
Does any catch it?
Oh, no, we don't talk about controversial things like that on here.
What?
He said Dez didn't catch it, but like I'm assuming he's going
to
say
Dez.
We don't
have to have that conversation right
here. Yeah, there's no need to have such a heated football debate. They're Texans. It's open carry. I don't mess with them.
He's a Cowboy. I'm a Texan.
Well, because you're in Houston. He's in like the just Texas, so everybody in Texas but Houston goes for the Cowboys.
Texas.
I'm a Houston Texan. He just lives in Texas, but he's not a Texan. I'm from Texas.
All right, that train might signal us to go to music. But
the train was listening and was like, go to music, please.
Oh. Well, the only other...
I've been watching a lot of King of the Hill, too.
You have? I've been there for a few of those episodes.
Representative of...
Texas?
Texas?
When I've seen... 100%. Yeah, pretty sure.
Really? No way.
I've been to Texas about that, yeah.
Sometimes. I have to see it again.
It's really exaggerated to like...
To some extent, I feel. But I think some of it's like, all right, yeah, a dad would do that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because the point of the show, I feel, is that Hank Hill is so bland and boring and such just a regular Texan dad. And the crazy stuff is the things that happen around him. But Hank, in general, is very grounded and is always the same. So what he does is truly Texan, I feel, whenever I go to Texas.
His groundedness is what I feel like is exaggerated, because I feel like no one...
No Texan's that grounded?
No, right?
Like, yeah, it's just like, he's the perfect representation of what, like...
But see, Peggy is like the complete opposite, and I always hated her character, because she's like the worst character.
Hank!
She's not a great character.
She's not.
Bobby.
Bobby. Now start puffing, son.
Oh, dude, that's hilarious. When he's smoking cigs, right? Yeah, that's hilarious.
I actually need to watch it again.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
Shouts out King of the Hill.
It's a great program. I grew up watching it to some extent. I didn't watch everything, though. Not like Futurama.
Honestly,
or like SpongeBob.
The world's been on a decline ever since King of the Hill went off the air. Or at least America has.
You think?
Yeah, ever since King of the Hill went off the air, America.
There's been some good stuff.
When did it come off the air?
Maybe like 2011, 2012.
So you don't even have a definitive date, but you just assume.
That's true, but that's very true.
You agree with him?
It just feels right.
Oh, okay.
We could look it up right now, see if I'm right or wrong.
Well, right now, let's agree. When did America start going downhill then? Then we can look at the dates there, because that gets rid of the bias, right?
When King of the Hill was taken off of air.
You can't.
That's not how this works. Because then it would be like a confirmation bias.
Like a number. Yeah.
So say right now, when do you think America went downhill? And then have a consensus agreement, and then we'll look at when King of the Hill ended, and then we'll see.
I didn't know what America was until like last year.
Bro, I find that really hard to believe.
Bro, you were... Yeah.
Oh, sure, you were very close to Mexico, but you've been at least in New England. This is about to be your fourth year.
I know of America, yes. My whole life. So,
bro, I actually don't know what's going on.
When it goes downhill is a big question.
Well, he's the one who prompted it. It's not like I know the answer.
Have you felt the country go downhill?
I feel like it's never gone up. I don't think it's ever been great. Yeah. I've had, like, oh, maybe because I've always had a negative outlook ever since I've been a kid, but I don't know. Also, this music's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Change I'm scared.
No, people have to guess what it is. I can't change it.
Can I tell?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Can you read it? You can, huh? It says right there. I'm just gonna...
Can't even see.
I don't hear it anymore.
That was probably the end of the song.
The man can't see.
Nah, it's The Last of Us.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, you saw the title?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it is The Last of Us.
I mean, it was my song.
Oh, that's right. It was your song. You're right.
I've seen people stream it, but never played it.
Yeah, this is like freaking me out a little bit, because we're just talking about like when America went on demise and like whatever, and then this like ominous, like it sounds like someone's gonna come behind me with a knife and slit my throat or something. I don't know.
I'm watching your back.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but I'm afraid that at one point you're gonna blink and then some ghost is gonna come within that frame.
And then we'd all be stabbed.
Why'd I say frame? This is... Oh, Jesus.
It's because...
This is real life.
Everything we see is a frame.
If we're not recording.
You're just an agent in your world.
Like, song, like, ago. Wait, so what's the quality of our eyesight? Is it like 30 FPS or what is it?
I think it's 60.
It's definitely more than 60.
No,
from what I understand, it's actually less it, like, than what we like have.
See like 100 and some frames per second.
I thought it was less than what the standard is now. I think it's less than 60. I think I read that somewhere. But our perception of FPS is like... kind of weird, so it's still like could be better, like it could be better just because our eyes are not the same as something being recorded, I guess, if that makes sense. It's like a different process. I don't know how exactly to explain that.
All these images are being stitched together.
Yeah, so I don't know how exactly that works, but I read that supposedly technically our resolution is less than 60 FPS. I think maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, don't quote me on it, or you can, whatever, it doesn't matter. I really don't care.
Do we see in 4K?
We're probably seeing better resolution. I think resolution is better. But the frames, I think, might be less than 60.
What if we wear glasses?
Oh, no. Then evolution should have killed you a long time ago.
Yeah, you're at 240p, bro.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, word.
I thought glasses made it worse, actually.
Your resolution?
Yeah, because your eyes get more dependent on the glasses helping you.
Yep.
So let's see. So you get a fresh pair of glasses. So you haven't had the dependency on that specific pair, right? That prescription.
Sure.
Is it 4K at that specific, or is it the same as my eyes at that specific moment?
20/20, yeah.
Is it? And then how quickly does it deteriorate? Do you think, or do you not know?
Depends on the person,
I guess. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Are you blind? Would you? You know, some people say they're blind without glasses. Are you blind without it?
I play ball without my glasses.
Oh, okay. Then you're good enough.
I don't make any shots, but I play ball.
But what is this? All right, we're gonna go back to some music.
This is music.
Some music that people chose. Let's see. It's what are we doing right now? All right, cool. So, yeah, enough of that. Thank you for listening. This is Clefsta, Diamond Cut Trenches. You are all beautiful, but me.
I love it though, you know? Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but you done learned a lot from Satan. I mean, a nigga did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight I need some consummation. May the Lord forgive us, may the gods be with us. In that magic hour, I seen good Christians make rash decisions. Oh, she do it, what happened to
to religion. Oh, she loves it. She putting on her makeup. She casually allure. Text message breakups, the casualty of tours. How she gon' wake up and not love me no more? I thought I was the asshole, I guess it's rubbing off. Hood phenomenon, the LeBron of rhyme. Hard to be humble when you stunting on a jumbotron. I'm looking at her like, this what you really wanted, huh? Why we arguing anyway? Oh, I forgot it's summertime. Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but she done learned a lot from Satan. Satan, Satan, Satan. I mean, your nigga did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight it needs some consummation. When the sun go down, it's the magic hour. The magic hour. And out of all the colors that'll fill up the skies, you got green on your mind, I can see it in your eyes. Why you standing there with your face screwed up? Don't leave while you're hot, that's how May screwed up. Throwing shit around, the whole place screwed up. Maybe I should call May so he could pray for us. I hit the Jamaica spot at the bar, take a seat. I ordered your jerk, she said you are what you eat. You see, I always loved a sense of humor, but tonight you should have seen how quiet the room was. The Leo Kona, Dior Ohm, that's Dior Ohm, that Dior homie. The Crip Scarface, could it be more Tony? You love me for me, could you be more phony? Put your hands to the constellation. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation. Haven't said a word, haven't said a word to me this evening. Can't get your
our bag.
Can we put that on there?
We could, yeah. It's a song. It's a song, yeah. Is that your choice? Alright.
It's so good.
Shouts out to Chris Rock and whoever that chick is. We're not telling you what the song is, but they're in that song. And we'll play it soon. It's not the next song. The next song will be Papi Chulo's song.
Okay.
He chose a long time ago. We haven't played it. It is the second hour, so I think his song needs to go first.
Yeah, that's fair.
I really need this.
You want to just go to it right now? I mean, we've been talking for a while.
Yeah,
go for it.
All right, okay, we'll just go. What's up?
Have a good night, everyone.
What's the artist name? What's the artist name? Please.
The suspense.
Please, you don't remember it? All right, well we're gonna just listen to it then. You guys have. I hope you guys enjoy the song. Irish with the pirate.
I got big dreams on my watch, got a big face. Girls getting missing like a motherfucking mixtape. Smelling like money and I'm looking like sex. I'm outside for real with the slimes and the slats. Nigga ride away, then the nigga get taxed. Finish no pants and I fill them up with racks. They all ball cap and it's all facts. No, I don't relax and I don't lack. Demons, they follow me deep in the dark. Niggas got problems with being a boss. We ain't been home, but we hear all the talking. Hit them with hollows and clean them with salt. Salt in the wound and my heart in the cooler. Frozen like I gave my heart to my jeweler. Told him to make a new piece out of this. Ever since, I just can't get no fuck by no bitch.
Baby, had a bust down on AP. Yeah, baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah, I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica.
I got that Mike Jack nose just before the vitiligo. Norman Bates with the eights, I'ma go psycho. Laundromat with the temper, this a vicious cycle. Feel like Rihanna, bitches go wherever I go. Go against the grain like I'm battling the silo. I'm going out west like a motherfucking 5-0. LeBron in the finals, motherfucking 5-0. Nigga been under 5-4, hella final. Niggas got me tight like Arthur's fist and shit. Like I'm not an arsonist and shit. Not a nigga that you wanna argue with. Cause then you fuck it with your future like Larson Pippen shit. Boy, I'm like a barber with the shit. You get out the chair, you get in the chair. The things in the mirror, the way they appear. You look to the rear, my niggas is near. My niggas revere. You fuckin' with mans, you fuckin' with ass.
Baby, had a bust down on AP. Yeah, baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah, I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica.
I got balled up, honey's in my pocket. Diamonds on me, water like a faucet. Got a lot of bands in Costa Rica, a lot of hoes in Costa Rica. Got a password in my pocket. And I flew with a stick, it's a rocket. 45 on me, shit hot like a pocket. You ain't talking money, it's nonsense. Got your baby mama doing drugs in a mosh pit.
Top of the morning to anybody who thought it was Betty by Jitty. I'm like a Jedi, mind tricks live inside of your head. I devilish red eyes, never been on a red eye. A Jedi be high, forget. Shorty said I be wildin' and trippin' when I'm on a lick. Score a penny or 20, I'm Dominic Wilkins and shit. Really, I flew to Costa Rica with the AP. At the airport, this girl asked me, hey,
are you Slilly?
Wow.
Baby, had a bust down on the AP. Yeah, baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah,
I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica.
Suffering, suck attached. She think it's all pretty cab of hair. I ain't even mad. I started sucking on the titty, put my thumb in the ass. She had a little one, it really wasn't nothing to grab, but did it anyway. Nigga, I'm a bag. Coming down to 91, flying, doing the dash. You going in today. And I've been riding my ass, so furnace him away. She ain't got shit else to say.
I got too much skills, I flow like the water, so surprise I did not go gills. And I am your father like you was Luke Skywalker. And I concur and let it burn like Usher's perm and kill confirm. You look concerned, respect is earned. You really be in it, be gotta be kidding me. You really be sick in it, I got the remedy. I'm feeling like Goku, bitch, I need your energy. Okay, going on a date with an AK. Yeah, okay, going on a date with an AK.
Baby, had a bust down on AP. Baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately.
I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica.
We are back. I hope you like that. AK.
Going on a date with an AK.
You ever been on a date with AK boys?
I've never been on a date.
Bro,
no, I'm just kidding. Bro, you guys, you all know.
I got
you.
Yeah, I got
you.
That caught me off guard. That caught me. I know. It just like hit me hard, bro.
Pichula did not say that.
He wasn't clear his name. That was not. That was the other father in the building.
Definitely was not me.
You have to say they don't know who me is, bro. You gotta. They can't see you.
Definitely is not Patty Mel. All
right. Okay. So it's either Fwigs or Daddy J, because people know my voice. I feel
we're making jokes. We're making jokes.
It could definitely be you.
All right.
I feel like our voices are distinct enough.
Is Fwigs not outside?
Yeah, I think people know our, at least our voice. He hasn't texted me. He's outside.
Fwigs could be here and have said that statement. We don't know.
It's true.
That is
true.
It's something he would say.
Probably true.
Yep.
What? No, he wouldn't be that clever. We know Fwigs.
Okay. Well, yeah.
He wouldn't be that clever. He would say. You'd probably say like I've been on a lot of probably too many. That's probably what he would say. He'd probably say I've been on. How many things have you been on? Too many.
Too many.
Bro, am I lying, bro?
No, you're not.
He would say that.
Too many.
He probably has been a two, maybe. He probably doesn't even do dates. He probably doesn't even do dates. Yeah. But two is too many, right?
I mean, they probably take him out. They probably take
True.
Him out.
Yeah, I don't think he takes him out, huh?
No, I feel like.
They definitely take.
He's on their payroll, right? Like that's what we're on.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
He's definitely the up one.
That's never happened with me. I've always been the payroll guy. Sadly enough, even when I'm broke, I just like I don't know.
Very sad.
It is.
Very, very sad.
And there's never a second... I'm sorry.
You know,
it's a dine and dash type thing, bro. Dine and dash.
Those are the best.
Those are... Oh, wait. What?
He said quick and easy.
He said, what about your dine and dash at 2 in the morning?
I've been informed.
Oh?
By... people.
Y'all are too much. All right, I'm going to do the ad real quick. Just so I can get it out of the way. Yeah, get it out of the way. All right, ad... You know, like in SpongeBob, when King Neptune takes off his brown bag, I said, bold. So ad. Put the ad on. So I hope you guys are enjoying everything.
Pop quiz: which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I was like, wait, did he text him? No, we're good. Daddy J's in the restroom. But you know what? He can hear the music in the bathroom. Should I just put his song?
Yes.
All right, yeah,
Get all the songs out of the way.
It is a long song actually, huh? So it's 8 minutes. But we're playing the whole thing. Let's get the plan.
Yes.
That is the plan. Yes.
That is the plan. All right. So we're playing another Kanye West song.
Who's ball? And my first resort. You call me motherfucker for long. At the end of it, you know we both were wrong. But I love to play the blame game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game. Sure. Let's call our name. I hate you. Let's call our names for sure. On the bathroom wall, I wrote, I'd rather argue with you than to be with someone else. I took a piss and dismissed it like fuck it, and I went and found somebody else. Fuck arguing or harvesting the feelings, yo, I'd rather be by my fucking self.
till about 2 a.m. and I call back and I hang up and I start to blame myself. Somebody help.
Let's play the blame game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game for sure. Let's call a name. I hate you more. Let's call a name for sure.
Perfect, but you made life worth it. Stick around, some real feelings might surface. Been a long time since I spoke to you in a bathroom, gripping you up, fucking and choking you. What the hell was I supposed to do? I know you ain't getting this type of dick from that local dude. And if you are, I hope you have a good time, cause I definitely be having mine.
You ain't finna see ya. Mogul get emotional every time I hear about other niggas stroking you. Mind say I hit you, they sitting there consoling you.
Rubbing my name through the mud.
Who's provoking you? You should be grateful a nigga like me ever noticed you.
Now you noticeable and can't nobody get control of you.
1 a.m. and can't nobody get a hold of you. I'm calling your brother's phone like what was I supposed to do? Even though I knew he never told the truth.
He was just gonna say whatever that you told him to.
At a point I had to stop asking questions.
Check out dirt on each other like mud wrestlers. I already bought some coke with my money.
That ain't right, girl. You getting blackmail for that white girl.
You always saying easy, I ain't your right girl.
You probably find one of them. I like archetype girls.
All of the lies.
You was called my hype girl. Then I was satisfied
being in love with the lies.
Now who to blame? You to blame?
Me to blame
for the pain. It be pouring every time when it rains.
Let's play the blame game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game for sure.
Things used to be, now they're not. Anything but us is who we are. Disguising ourselves as secret lovers, we've become public enemies. We walk away like strangers in the street, gone for eternity. We erase one another, so far from where we came. With so much of everything, how do we leave with nothing? Lack of visual empathy equates the meaning of L-O-V-E. Hatred and attitude tear us entirely. Chloe Mitchell.
Let's play the blame game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game for sure. Let's call out names. I hate you more. Let's call out names, names for sure. I can't love you this much. 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 No, I can't love you this much. I can't love you this much. I can't love you this much.
And I know that you were somewhere doing your thing. And when the phone call, it just rang and rang. You ain't pick up, but your phone accidentally called me back. And I heard the whole thing. I heard the whole thing. Whole thing, whole thing, whole thing.
Oh my God. Took this shit to another motherfucking level. Now a neighborhood nigga like me ain't supposed to be getting no pussy like this. God damn. God damn. Who taught you how to get sexy for a nigga?
Easy taught me.
You never used to talk dirty, but now you goddamn disgusting. My God. Where'd you learn that?
Easy taught me.
Look at you. Motherfucking butt-ass naked with them motherfucking Jimmy Choos on. Who taught you how to put some motherfucking Jimmy Choos on?
Easy taught me.
Yo, you took your pussy game up a whole nother level. This is some Cirque du Soleil pussy now. Shit. You done went all Pluto on a nigga, okay? And I love it. And I thank you. I thank you. My dick thanks you. How'd you learn? How did your pussy game come up?
Easy taught me.
I was fucking parts of your pussy I'd never fucked before. I was in there like, oh shit, I never been here before. I've never even seen this part of Pussy Town before. It's like you got this shit reupholstered or some shit. What the fuck happened? Who the fuck got your pussy all reupholstered?
Yeezy reupholstered my pussy.
You know what? I gotta thank Yeezy. And when I see that nigga, I'ma thank him. I'ma buy the album. I'ma download that motherfucker. I'ma shoot a bootlegger. That's how good I feel about this nigga. Ah. Oh. I still can't believe you got me this watch. This motherfucker is the exact motherfucker I wanted. Dude, with the bezel? This is the motherfucker I wanted. I saw this shit. I saw that Twister had this shit on in the sauce. I remember Twister had this motherfucker on in the sauce. That's right. That's right. Yo, yo, babe. Yo, yo. This is the best birthday ever. Where you learn to treat a nigga like this?
Yeezy taught me.
Yeezy taught you well. Yeezy taught you well.
Deeks, 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 deeks. Deeks, keep going. Deeks, 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 deeks.
It's like that one, the SpongeBob episode, where like the training one, where he's like, da 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 da, and he's like, da 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 da. Dude, that episode's great. It has a bunch. It has like the hoopla. You know, we say hoopla, and he just throws a brick at the kid's head. Do you remember that? The kid keeps interrupting.
All right, we gotta watch this. We gotta watch this.
We'll watch it when we get back. But yeah, like he keeps saying hoopla, and then he just like this, and then he finds out it's this kid in the like the side, like they move the camera.
That's some like random kid. Fish, right?
Some random fish kid. Yeah, yeah, he's like a teenager or something, and he just like he does it one more time, and he gets pissed. He just throws a brick at his head, and the kid just like knocks out.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how SpongeBob can show that.
That's ow.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that happening to me.
But what I like is, do you remember Akil?
I remember Akil.
Did you ever know him or no? He graduated last year.
No.
Okay, well, I remember when he would say, like, it was cold. So, you know, he said it's brick. He was like, it's, and then he would just, like, have a video in the next, like, story. And that video of, like, the head getting hit in the the brick. It's blank outside. It would be that in the middle. It was hilarious. Sorry, for all my West Coasters, so... saying brick, it never gets cold really in SoCal, but it means cold.
It's
cold as brick. People say that. It's like, oh, it's brick outside. Yeah, it's like, cuts from New York, but it's a whole East Coast thing, pretty sure. They say it over here. In New England, they say it probably.
Wicked.
Like, more, like, south of, like Philadelphia, maybe. Hella?
I haven't heard hella.
Hella's is NorCal. It's California in general, but it's more a NorCal thing. Oh, that's hella bomb. You know, they say that.
Hella.
But I think back home they say bomb a lot more. Oh, that's bomb. Or like they also the bomb.com. I think that's lame.
The bomb.
Or like when they like say like someone like looks good, like, oh bro, she's bomb. Like that feels weird. That feels weird.
Yo. That actually was a habit. I gotta admit.
I never said that.
Really?
I'll say like she's fire or something. I won't say bomb. I don't even say that anymore. But
do you guys say?
I don't say
blank
it anymore.
Goes hard.
Huh?
Blank goes hard.
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You mean the S word in like, place of blank?
Like the hot Cheetos go hard.
Oh, yeah. But that goes hard. Yeah, I'll see that.
Yeah.
I grew up saying that.
What about, I remember like when sick was a thing.
I still say sick. But
yeah. No, but you know what I mean.
Shout
out Jed. Miss you, man.
Hmm? Wait, what?
My homie Jed. We'd sit next to each other in Calc 1 and Calc 2.
Who would you say sick?
Yeah, he'd say sick, nasty. Say my blown his mind right now. Anytime our what do you say? Yeah, he would say my blown is mine. Instead of my mind is blown.
My blown is mine.
I was like, wait,
blown is mine.
Wait, what? I guess it's funny.
He's a homie.
I don't know. I mean, they say wicked here.
Deeks,
Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks, Deeks What's going on tonight? It is not. Well, guess the song. Oh, I'm sorry, the video game.
God of War.
Well, what? This is not. He's like, I already said no.
Good guess.
Can I give him a hint?
God of War 3.
No. It's not a fighting game.
I've never played this game.
Dark Souls.
It's not a fighting game.
You played that game. Oh, you've played Dark Souls. It's like, a fighting game. That's literally just a fighting game.
Farmville.
Farmville doesn't even have.
I don't think we're gonna get this one.
Harvest Moon.
No, bro. Yo, it's dark.
It doesn't even sound like anything.
It's just ambient.
It sounds like white noise, man. It's ambient.
This
is nothing.
I can skip through if you want.
Yeah. That one. Okay.
Oh, there's an ad.
Ad. Yo, what's the ad about? What's the ad about?
I don't know. I skipped it.
Skip ads.
Out here.
You're scary.
Wait, turn up.
You said turn up?
Turn it up.
All right.
It's done, you see?
I'm scared.
Oh, it's one of these kind of games.
What is that? What do you mean by that? Can you explain that to me?
Like a scary game, a horror game.
Yeah, you're getting that.
Insomnia? Right genre, it's the right genre.
Insomnia, no. It's not Silent Hill, is it?
No.
Resident Evil?
It's a new area.
You can guess, and I'll say yes or no.
I don't know, actually. I don't know any scary games.
I can't even read that.
Other than
my
glasses.
Breath of the Wild. Good.
Cheating dog.
Do you know? He doesn't have headphones on. Here, you can take these headphones if you want.
It's scary.
How does that work?
Fighting Ganon's scary.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Have you beat him?
I have not beat Ganon yet.
Okay, so let's give a quick synopsis. So, Fuegs inherited a Switch that our friend Little Horse never uses anymore.
No way. Really?
He plans to buy it when he has money. Buy it off him because Little Horse doesn't plan to use it much anymore. Little Horse.
Yeah.
Sorry, so Little Horse beat the game, right? He beat Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
He beat, like, to Ganon.
Yeah.
Alright, alright. You're killing me, bro.
Good content.
Alright, I'm trying to focus. Yeah. Alright, focus.
Stop.
He beat Ganon, but he didn't beat all the shrines. So when you inherited the game, you basically did all the shrines, right? All the annoying things and little things.
I kept playing from his account. He was like at 20-something percent.
And you beat it to 50%, right? And Breath of the Wild is very long. You probably put over 100 hours?
Yeah, I put a long time into
it. You can check. Have you checked how many hours it is? Oh, no, you erased it, huh?
Yeah, erased the profile.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
they started from new. But now Fuegs has started a new profile.
Started a new one.
And he's just like, he has the minimum amount of hearts. You get 3 hearts in the beginning.
3 hearts.
He has like a little extra stamina because you need to do the first like 4 shrines to do anything, to leave the area, to get the like little paraglider thing. But that's it. So he's gone into Ganon now and he's trying to beat Ganon with like the bare minimum.
I got 3 hearts.
Speed running the game.
Ganon, well, essentially, but I get to the point where Ganon kills me with one hit and I can't get past it. Just gotta keep trying.
You'll get it someday.
This music reminds me of that game.
What's the farthest you've gotten?
Second to last stage.
And how long are each? Like, are the last ones longer?
Not necessarily. It's just how it has like 6 forms.
Oh, okay. Ganon.
It's like 1,000 forms, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is some actually very scary music.
It's a scary game.
What game is?
Are there any guesses? At this point, we'll let Flakes choose a game.
We can keep guessing.
Man. It's Dead Space.
It's not Dead Space. That's a good guess.
Mass Effect?
No.
It's not scary.
Mass Effect is bad.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3. I never played the first ones. I heard the real last one was awful.
3 was good. Andromeda was...
Oh, Andromeda. I'm sorry. Andromeda was awful, right? Is that the one that was like the thing that just killed the franchise?
Yeah.
All right. I've never played it.
Is this the bathroom after I use it?
Is that a game? Yeah. Is that a game to you?
Trying to be witty.
I'm roasting myself.
Yeah, he destroys bathrooms.
We can do that for you, bro. Don't worry.
Alright.
Step up the roles.
It fits the mood.
Alright, well, I guess you could just say it, because I don't think anybody's going to guess it yet.
Wait. What if I give a big hint?
Alright, give a...
Oh.
Yeah.
It is Outlast. It is Outlast.
You just looked up horror games?
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew it. You just listened to the ones that weren't...
I looked up scary games.
Wow. Wait, and it was like top up there?
No, I have to scroll down.
All right, please, can you text me a new game to put as a original soundtrack, and that will be the last one for tonight.
Okay.
And then people have to guess.
You have to text it, though.
Yeah, so don't let anybody know. Only I can know, so I can never guess.
I feel like you're about to tell him, like, on the radio.
Meantime, someone should drop some bars.
To this? To this.
Yeah. It's kind of hard, but you could, I guess.
In the south side.
Got rings.
Houston.
What?
I met my homie, and he was Bayou. Boosting. Bayou? Wait, that's not even rhyme. What's going on?
Caillou.
Oh.
Is a little.
Don't say it.
Let's leave it at that.
We'll just leave it. Okay, we'll go to the next song. We also need to get Flake's song soon. But for now, since I referenced the Lakers earlier, so this is, I don't know if you guys know who Ron Artest is, now known as Metal World Peace. But Ron Artest is a rapper. He was a rapper. I don't know if he still raps, but he came out with this. So he came out with a song after they won the championship in, because he was on the team on 2010 when we beat the Celtics, and he was like,
moment of silence for the champions, for those who make going hard a lifestyle. Never wait for nothing, gotta get it right now. I'm in the spotlight when they turn the lights down. Only a champ swing the hardest in the 12th round. I love the fourth quarter, I love the ninth inning, I love game seven. Bring on the competition, cause in my heart can't nobody do it better. Can't slow me down, won't stop me, never. I'm so Cassius Clay, I'm Tyson in his prime. You little league with, I'm Barry Bonds with mine. I beat the buzzer, baby, my stroke is hole in one. You see the checkered flag, finish line, here I come. And I ain't gotta brag, I let the trophies do it. Around here we the best, now come and hold me to it. I specialize in everything that can't be done. Ain't no more talk about it, moment of silence for the champion. They say we warriors, they say we did it again. Hands high for the champion, we are victorious. Silence for the champions. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. That's the sound you hear from the crowd when we come through.
They screaming.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. We run the town here, can't you tell when we come through?
They screaming.
The champions, we are the champions.
They screaming.
The champions,
we are the champions.
Can't nobody handle us out there, ain't no competitors. No wonder why we are the champions. You beat the newspapers, you saw the magazines. You got the internet, but you ain't gotta Google me. My name is up in lights, my face is well known. You see a Super Bowl dancing in the end zone. You see us taking shots of vodka out the Stanley's Cup. You see us running out the tunnel looking fired up. And in my heart, can't nobody do it better. Can't slow me down, won't stop me, never. I'm Dale Earnhardt, I'm so Michael Phelps. So many gold medals, too many title belts. I started All-State and came up from that. Now I'm a world champ and repping everywhere. Call me incredible, work ethic impeccable. I did it for the decimals and now I can't let it go. I specialize in anything that can't be done. Ain't no more talk about it. Moment of silence for the champ. They say we warriors, they say we did it again. Hands high for the champ. We are victorious. We only in it to win. Stand up for the champ. No surrender and no retreat. We take the battlefield over every time.
And clap your hands for the champ.
We came, we saw, we conquered everything in sight.
Moment of silence for the champion.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. That's the sound you hear from the crowd. Oh.
That's right. We are back, everybody. We're admiring each other's muscles as brothers do, I guess.
What's going on?
Beautiful muscles out here. Just beautiful.
So this is Fwaig's song, video game of choice.
I feel like I get more attention from the bros on my muscles, which I don't.
That's not right. I don't think that's right.
That's not true.
Well, at least vocally.
Vocally, well, the girls be looking.
Oh, you're saying you want a DM? Well, you just deleted like most of your like social media. How's that gonna work?
Good point.
And you don't even have a Reddit account, which is the website you're on all day.
I got a phone.
He's on that Tinder.
SMS messaging grind.
Oh, maybe doing the Fun Run 2 messenger.
Fun Run 2.
He'd be flirting on the RuneScape. What was it called? The RuneScape chat thing you're talking about?
Quick chat.
You'd be flirting on that?
The internet relay chat.
Shout out Quick Chat.
I've never played RuneScape.
Neither have I.
I played Minecraft.
I played years ago.
I know. Yeah, you're a big proponent for. You always talk about like, yeah, RuneScape was a great game.
I played League for like a bit.
It's the best open world multiplayer game.
MMORPG.
Yeah.
It's great. I used to play it.
I heard World of Warcraft's like, is that the same thing? Yeah, it's like similar?
Yeah.
You gotta pay though.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not free.
Monthly subscription.
You know, remember Nathaniel?
Yeah.
He would say, because he used to play that to death when he was like Nathaniel. In high school.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Nathaniel's great, but he doesn't seem like the guy who would play that, right?
No,
yeah.
No.
I was like, oh, that's it. And he was like, yeah, sometimes when I'm bored and like, I want to play again, I'll just call Blizzard, like the support stuff. It's like, yo, I want to get back to playing again, but I don't have the money right now. I haven't put in a while. You can check my account. It's like, all right, so they give him like a free month. So he plays a free month and cancels it.
Wow.
He's done that like a couple times.
Smart
guy. Doesn't have to pay. He just like, I just need to get him a quick fix of like World of Warcraft, so he does it on occasion. Or he's done it in the past. I don't know how many times he's done it.
Yeah.
But he said he was consumed by World of Warcraft. Which I'm like, more RPGs like that can consume.
No, I played League for a little bit and not going back.
Not going back.
No.
Not like less drugs. Like you can't do it like him. You can't. All right.
You know, it's like you say like, you get so mad.
Bro, that's me with the
12-year-old kids that are beating you. They're so bad. Better than you. Yeah,
that's all they do.
If they ever come out with a Mario Kart that's like Mario Kart, we would have the same like achievements and accomplishments. I would be destroyed.
You get your little wheel.
I would definitely be destroyed. I'm afraid to check my Wii to see how many hours I actually put in that game. Because it's way more than 100. It might be more than 200. It might be more than 300. I played a lot.
I played a lot of Smash.
Well, I feel like Smash. Okay, well, you didn't play by yourself, right? A lot? Most of the hours? I play Mario Kart Wii like 90% of the time by myself. Because I didn't have friends come over ever. My parents didn't let me leave the house with my Wii. And no one in my family played video games with me.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of hours logged in Ultimate.
I guess it's. But you have online, though.
Yeah, online.
And you can communicate, sort of, in a way.
Yeah.
And when I'm in. When you play Mario Kart Wii, it's just like, all you can say, haha, I'm using tilt controls. When, like, in the middle of the lobby. That's all you can. That's literally all you can say. There's like three things. It's like quick chat. You can say three things.
Quick chat.
And also the online took forever. I don't know. I got all the you know, like when you get a star, so you get first place in every lap for the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Mario Kart Wii? Like, do you remember like when you had the profile? Like, there's four profiles you could choose, and it shows like what trophies you've gotten.
Yeah.
Mine was just stars.
Everything.
Cause like I did that very quickly. I did that with
you probably did the trophies.
Three
trophies.
Everything. Yeah. Damn. Everything. And
100.
And then no. There was one ghost trial I could not finish. It was Chi Chi Beach, and I will never. I hated that one because you have to hop a lot. I was never a good hop. I could do a lot of things good. I could drift. I could do all the shortcuts very quickly. I could, you know, I knew how to. I beat all the ghost trials, but Chi Beach I hated so much. Like 11-year-old Eric. You know, it doesn't matter.
Could you do it now?
Maybe. I mean, I haven't played in a while, but that was my game. That Mario Kart Wii was my game of preference. I'm not the same with the new Mario Kart. But anyway, we'll do our sign-offs now because there's only 5 minutes.
Someone guess the song.
What's the game, actually?
What's the game?
Sounds mid-2000s.
Yeah, good.
Sounds what?
Mid-2000s.
PS2. maybe having to do with like a TV show.
Sounds like a Phoenix Wright-ish kind of like, I don't know.
Knuckles.
You're getting too close, so I'm going to let someone else guess.
He's getting super close, yeah. All
right, mid-2000s.
Really, and he said something like a TV show. That's what he said. And he's close.
You guys can guess.
It's like some surfing Sonic
game? That's what I feel like. But
it does sound like a Sonic game.
I can't narrow it down.
It sounds like a 2000 like Sonic game.
You do fight.
You do fight in this game. Any takers?
No. It is based on TV?
A TV show, yeah. It is based on a TV show.
True. It's not Kirby. Nope.
No, because that's not... The show is based on the game. Yeah, it's the other way around.
Wait, so the game is based on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to get it, bro.
Yeah. It's a disco-y.
What?
I can imagine the game right now with the music. But I think once you say the title, it makes sense.
I can imagine like people running like around and stuff like that.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, there's definitely running around happening.
Yeah. Like, it'd be Futurama or something. Like,
that's way left field, bro.
I think it's like a Kingdom Hearts playstyle.
Like, probably no.
I don't know what the playstyle is like.
No, Kingdom Hearts not like this though.
It's like a Beautiful Joe kind of.
I've never played that, so I don't even know. No, I don't even know how it would. I know I've heard of the game. I know the character. I've never played.
Okay.
I feel like I'm reading text boxes to this music.
There's probably text boxes.
It's a little Japanese.
Yeah. It's not. No.
All right, should we say it?
Yeah, you say it.
Do you have any more guesses?
No, I'm out.
We'll do one guess each. So let's just say one.
No, I'm out.
It's okay if you get... I mean, obviously, I don't think anyone's going to get it right, so it's okay.
The turtle... Bob? I don't
wait, say it again? Wait. Say it. Choose something.
SpongeBob.
You have to choose
Sponge
one.
Ninja Bob.
SpongeBob.
All right, that's Ninja Bob Turtle.
I got nothing, man. I don't know.
SpongeBob is not the answer.
Is it a TV show?
Yeah.
Like a Rugrats?
Rugrats?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not Rugrats, but like Rugrats is a TV show.
It's the... Teenage.
It's like a regular, yeah, it is.
Is it?
You were there, bro. That's what I was saying. Yeah, it was TMNT. TMNT for the GameCube.
How?
It's called TMNT.
TMNT had a GameCube game?
Yeah, it's just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So people call it TMNT 2K3 because it doesn't have a title.
Wow.
But anyway, that was that. That was the final video game.
My video game music.
Yep, and we're going to go to our last song. So please sign off, everybody.
Hello, this is Patty Melt. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. And as always, go Astros. Go Houston.
Boop.
What's up, bro? This is Fuego signing off. Have a good night.
He was
take
here
care.
For 10 minutes. Peace.
All right. This is Daddy J. Got to be here. Signing out. Later, everybody.
Bobby Julie here signing off for the first time of the night. Hope everybody has a great time.
He's such a liar. He said first time of the night. That was like his sixth time. But anyway.
Take care, everybody.
Boop, 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 boop. And thank you, everybody, for listening to Clefsta, the cutest host from coast to coast. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Diamond Cut Trenches, and you were listening to this. And this is Fuego song, which is, again, another Kanye song from MBDTF.